We read this morning from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, classes here at Emmanuel start at 7:40 in the morning, so you will have no doubt noticed that there are two types of people. Those who wake up like songbirds with a cheerful disposition, and those who wake up like cantankerous grizzly bears. And despite this, despite the grating noise of an alarm clock, despite the words of encouragement to do so, even those who are not morning people still get up, get dressed, and go about their daily business. The sleep you get at night is beneficial to your well-being. So while the appeal of sleep and a comfortable bed lure even the most resilient students, teachers, and everyone else in between, it is a known fact that constant sleeping and never leaving your bed, is a sign of an illness, or perhaps something worse. The text this morning talks about another type of sleep, a sleep which we are to avoid. Paul writes in the text, "Now it is high time to awake out of sleep." There is an urgency in his words, words that do not invite a casual, "Oh, come on, Paul. Just give me 5 more minutes." He is not referencing a good night's sleep, but he's referencing a spiritual slumber. Now, this spiritual sleep might come from a number of things: ignorance, laziness, or just good old plain apathy, to name a few. But now, it is high time to awake out of that sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So what salvation is that? That salvation could be at your dying hour, or it could be at the second coming of Christ Jesus. Even in Paul's day, the second coming of Christ was just around the corner, and yet no one knew for sure when it would arrive. People throughout the ages tried and tried to pinpoint the exact time that it would arrive, and yet everybody has failed. Only God knows. He does not ask you to know. You are not expected to know. Your admittance into the church triumphant, or Jesus Christ coming back in all of his glory, could happen years from now, or it could happen before we say amen. But the day, it is fast approaching, and Paul says that you should cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Throughout God's Word, the contrast of light and darkness is referred to frequently. Even narrowed down to Paul's letters, the comparison is made at least a half dozen times. And there's much to be hidden in the darkness. You cannot see in the darkness. The darkness makes you spiritually drowsy. But the darkness does more than take away your sight and spiritual alertness, though. The darkness referred to in Scripture also adds things. 6 things Paul mentions in this passage. 6 things that are not found in the light that Scripture references. 6 things that are not becoming of a Christian. How often have these things overtaken you? The excesses of revelry and drunkenness, the perversions of lewdness and lust, the feelings of envy and strife. You might have heard it said before, "Those teenage hormones cause you to act crazy," or something along those lines. You might have partied a little too hard, thought or acted out on impure things, or felt an overwhelming amount of hatred or spite. And true, hormones do odd things to your body, but that is hardly an excuse. Furthermore, who has to teach a child or an adult how to sin? To take the words found in Malachi, "Who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears?" Not one among us The temptation to sleep, that spiritual sleep, to indulge in the excesses, the perversions, and feelings of the flesh and mind are strong. We all fall short. The day of salvation is fast approaching, and what have you to show of your own salvation? Darkness, devoid of light and matter, and wrapped in a cloak of sin. And so the Word encourages you to put on the armor of light and walk properly as in the day. Like listening to a weather forecast, dress accordingly. Yeah, there will be a storm from the devil and his lies with a strong chance of temptation. Expect a torrential downfall of sorrow and guilt with no reprieve until that final day. You could sleep it off. Dark and rainy days do make for a good nap, but you know where such a spiritual nap will lead. Or you could put on the armor of light. More specifically, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose first arrival we anticipate this Advent season, and whose second arrival we anticipate always. By His blood and righteousness, are we able to avoid the darkness and the indifference? The darkest time in history, when Jesus died the atrocious death on the cross, ushered in the most triumphant time in history, when He conquered sin, death, and the devil. The excesses, the feelings, the perversions of the flesh were dealt with accordingly and were cleared from your slate. He came the first time to ensure these things. He will come again to ensure your salvation. Yes, the day of salvation is fast approaching. And what is there to show of Christ's salvation? Light, full of grace and glory and clothed in the armor of light. You can expect dark and dreary days ahead, both physically and spiritually. Put on the armor of light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wait on the Lord, as the psalmist prays. The law may gratingly chime like an alarm clock, but the gospel shines in like a welcome ray of sunshine. May the Spirit grant you the faith to spiritually wake up with a cheerful disposition and not with the grumblings of unrest. Yes, now it is the time to wake up from sleep. The day of salvation is drawing near, nearer than when we first believed. Yes, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, for the day of salvation may come years from now, or it may come before we say, Amen. We sing this morning the first four verses of hymn 60.